L-E-D-E-N-E-T.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
You are listening to HHS bonus content from the Hillbilly Horror Stories Network. This bonus content is released during the week for your listening pleasure while awaiting the release of Sunday's actual Hillbilly Horror Stories episode. All bonus content will be listed as HHS Presents or HHS Midweek, while the actual Hillbilly Horror Stories episodes will have only an episode number and a title listed, for example, 187, The Kentucky Vampires. Those episodes are a longer deep dive into a particular subject. If you are new to the show and the bonuses aren't your style, get the full-length episode to try. Enjoy. Hillbilly Youngins is intended for a younger listening audience.
Hey, I'm Kristen, and Jerry and Tracy are my parents.
Hi, I'm Dakota, and Jerry and Tracy are my grandparents.
And we are... The Hillbilly Youngins.
Hey.
It's Miranda, guys. Hi.
Wrong show, girl. this is Hillbilly Youngins, okay? And my name is Kristen Peluso, the first.
McGuinn.
And who are you?
I'm Miranda. I'm just kidding. It's Dakota.
and welcome to... Episode 31 of Hillbilly Youngins.
I tricked you guys, didn't I?
No, we all knew it was you. Sorry. Nice try. Hi, guys. I hope you all have had a good week thus far.
Thus far. Okay,
that's a good one. And today, our episode is going to be on...
Don't actually know.
The Hozack Tunnel. I really hope I'm saying that right. If I'm not, y'all don't be hating. Okay, the Hozack Tunnel. Have you ever heard of it?
No.
It's pretty crazy. Now, shall we get started?
Yes.
This is a tunnel that is 4.75 miles long, and it is a railroad tunnel.
A railroad?
Railroad, child. Located in western Massachusetts. It was built to provide a way for a train to travel from Boston to Upper New York. No?
No.
I tried. Boston to Upper... Okay. Construction of
Boston
the tunnel.
Boston to Upper New York.
Yeah. That was... I give it a seven.
Thank you. That's the best I can do.
Construction of the tunnel started on January 8th, 1851. Now, originally... This project was to cost $2 million.
That's just ridiculous.
Can you imagine that amount of money back then? $2 million in 1851?
That is like...
That's like a quadrillion, gazillion, babillion dollars nowadays.
That's like $50 million today.
Yeah, I guess something like that. Don't make me math. However, a company by the name of Munn and Company of South Boston... swooped in and was like, I got you. Well, you ain't spending that much money. They patented a machine that would cut the cost to $25,000.
They patented it?
Yes. So basically they
own it. And
they made a machine.
It's original.
And they patented it and it's theirs.
It costs like a lot of money to patent it.
Yeah. People patent stuff all the time. You could patent something. Patent something.
If I can make something, I'm not very...
You never know what you're... Architect. You can do anything your mind... You set your mind to.
What an inspirational quote.
All right. So this was called a stone cutting machine. Once the machine got to work, it was proposed that it would cut a 24-foot tunnel in 1,556 business days.
Wow.
This would be easy, right? Easy peasy. They got this machine. It's going to cut through the mountain. They got a tunnel. Bada bing, bada boom. The train goes through. There you go. It did not work out that way, however.
Wait, it was in a mountain? Yeah. It's obviously like in a collapse or something.
No, it didn't, but a lot of stuff did happen. It was to cut the rock, and then the rock would be blasted out. It got going until it got about 12 feet, and then the machine went kaput. It just froze up and did not work, and basically didn't work for years after that. It ended up being a no-go. Engineers decided to use a star drill, which is basically a chisel that has like a star on the end.
Is it like small or large?
Oh, I'm sure it's large if they're chiseling a tunnel. And they used black powder to explode the rock. Every 2 feet, chisel blast, chisel blast. Chisel blast, chisel blast.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry. A very dangerous job doing this, since this was not a machine's doing, but it was done by man. So these guys were teaming up, and they were using the chisel, and then they were causing the explosions.
I mean, why can't you just leave the mountains alone? I mean, for
because back then, you had to have ways to transport things. I mean, we use trains now.
I don't care. There was many plateaus. Why don't you just...
Stop it. Oh, my gosh. Oh, girlfriend. All right. Over many, many years, the building of this tunnel was nothing but drama. There were ups and downs. There were setbacks. There
Count
were financial
out.
Issues, etc., etc. But by 1867, the workers were finally at a point where they were digging 80 to 100 feet a month.
Wow.
Wow. They built mine shafts to get them through the tunnel. These are very dangerous. Being in a tunnel is dangerous anyways.
Right.
I totally give mad props to people who are like coal miners. I know we live in Kentucky and we're not too far from Eastern Kentucky. And a majority of the population are coal miners.
Yeah.
A lot of people that I work with at Toyota... that are from Eastern Kentucky, and they were coal miners, but the work is so unpredictable because people are always trying to shut down coal mines. So they came to Toyota, and they tell me stories, and there's no way in heck I could do it. They're working in like these tiny little bitty spaces,
and there's like it's
and
really
it's, like,
cold,
nothing but
it's,
dark. Yeah,
it's dark and it's really hot because it's more close to like the crust, I guess.
The Earth's crust.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe.
Quit laughing
I'm
at me.
Laughing.
It's just hotter, like, more farther down you go, and it's colder the more farther up you go.
Makes sense. Well, it was very dangerous, and many people died. Mm. There was a huge devastation on October 17, 1867. A gas meter leaked fumes that then ignited a candle.
Oh, my.
Causing an explosion.
Why would somebody do that?
Well, honey, it wasn't them that did it. They couldn't help. I mean, the fumes leaked.
Yeah, I know. I just... God, that's so
I know.
Terrible.
It is terrible. 13 workers died in the shaft from either debris or asphyxiation. Overall, when it was all said and done, 196 people died in this tunnel, giving it the nickname the Bloody Pit.
I mean, yeah. Doing that.
Sorry.
Sound like a monkey.
So, 196 people dying. What does that mean?
A lot of people are dead.
It's haunted. There have been many ghost sightings. In 1868, an engineer heard a man yelling out in pain and agony. Aww. There have been apparitions of the lost miners. They've seen them walking around with their... pickaxes and chisels and...
Well, I wonder, when you die, if you become a ghost, like, if something bad happened to you where, like, of course, it probably would have hurt, but if it still, like, hurts after, and if you still have... Like, say you got cut and bled out to death.
Okay.
Would you, one, still have that cut?
Nah.
Or two, like, would it still hurt like that? Because you were never stitched up.
I don't know. I know that if I were to become a ghost...
I mean, you probably were stitched up, because they won't want your outsides Are your insides on your outside?
You are putting too much thought into this.
I'm just asking.
I know. It's a good question. I'm a random thinker. No, you're very inquisitive, and that's very good. I just know that when I die, and if I become a ghost, I really hope that I die in, like, pajamas or, like, my yoga pants, so that way I can at least be comfortable for the rest of eternity.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, because if you think about it, in the Lost Miners were seen... there was apparitions of the lost miners, and they could hear wails of the dead. In 1874, a hunter disappeared by the tunnel. He was found 3 days later.
Hopefully he was killed for legal hunting.
Stop. Coda's an anti-hunter. He was found 3 days later, and he claimed that voices had ordered him into the tunnel. Ghosts wandered around him, and they took his rifle and beat him with it.
Yeah, because they're probably like, you were not allowed to shoot animals. Maybe they just didn't like people shooting animals.
I don't know.
I probably would do that. Unless it was like my grandpa or my uncles.
They hunt.
Yeah.
They're big hunters.
I don't like it, but I can't do anything about it. So.
Right. Well, when they found him, he was in a state of shock. And guess what? This tunnel is a working tunnel today.
People still work there?
Yes. They finished the tunnel. They finished the tunnel, and a train passes through it even today.
The CEO of that company is an idiot.
Why?
Because, I mean, oh my gosh.
They are not going to sit there and put all that money and all these years into this tunnel and not use it.
I don't care.
There's no way in heck.
It's stupid.
They got to get a train from point A to point B, girl.
Well, this ain't no math problem, so you can calm down.
You're funny. You get that from me. I know. All right. Sure. And that is all I have on our little haunted tunnel from New York in Boston. What'd you think? Did you like the story?
I did not.
You didn't like the story?
It was a good story, but I did not like how many people died because of...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't even like the use of coal anyway, so...
How you keep thinking we keep our lights on?
We can do without lights. There's the sun and the moon.
I know. Solar panels. I get it. Well, I get it.
Make fire from rocks and sticks. Don't use coal. That's just stupid.
I am not about to sit out there and use a freaking stone to light a fire and have warmth. Are you crazy? I'd like to see that. I'd like to see you in an era where they had to do that, where they didn't have YouTube and they didn't have your Roblox.
I can't watch YouTube anyway.
Well, that's true. And they didn't have your Roblox, and you had to basically live out in the wilderness and poop in the woods and go and hunt your own food and make your own water. Go get your own water from the well or wherever, from the creek. You don't even know. You weren't even around. All right. Well, let's wrap it up. I hope you guys enjoyed episode 31. And tune in next week for episode 32. And we hope you have a great week. Love you guys. Bye. Kids, just a quick reminder that bullying is not okay.
If you are bullying someone, you should be ashamed of yourself.
If you are being bullied, please tell your teacher, your counselor, or your parents.
Remember to check out the website, www.pacerkidsagainstbullying.org. Again, that's www.pacerkidsagainstbullying.org. Bye!
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com. L-E-D-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Normally in these ads, you expect somebody to ask you to buy something, but this is something different. I'm Julian Barnes, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm a national security reporter, and that means I'm reporting on military operations. These are fast-paced, quickly moving situations. What exactly is happening on the ground is often shrouded in mystery, but we turn to trusted sources, satellite imagery, and expertise built up over years in order to ferret out the facts that wouldn't otherwise come to light. I'm here to ask you to seek out a news source that does firsthand fact-based reporting. If it's your local paper, great. If it's the Times, thank you. Because where you go for your information matters.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.